This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Reports are stating that the Stephen Bergwijn deal is on, with Ajax and Spurs in contact. Troy Parrott has come out and said, I will try to impress when I go back to Spurs for pre-season. Reports are stating that Tottenham would have to pay £34 million for Bayer Leverkusen defender Incapé, and contact is expected between Spurs, Nottingham Forest next week to get the Spence deal over the line, and the latest on the possible deal for lead star Rafinha. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button and also like and share. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And please do check out the channel sponsors, OneFootball, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. Let's start by talking about Tottenham Hotspur winger Stephen Bergwijn. Now, ever since the season ended, Stephen Bergwijn has come out publicly and said he wants to leave Tottenham Hotspur Football Club in this summer transfer window. And various journalists in the last couple of weeks have stated that the valuation between Tottenham and Ajax have been miles apart. Well, Fabrizio Romano, the Italian journalist and transfer expert, has come out and said Stephen Bergwijn deal between Ajax and Tottenham is absolutely on. All parties are in contact, but it's still not fully agreed as yet. Stephen Bergwijn is Ajax priority and has been since January. Tottenham still open to sell at their conditions. Now, last week, various reports were published stating that Tottenham Hotspur were interested in lead star Rafinha. Well, Fabrizio Romano has just provided an update on his situation and has come out and said Barcelona have full agreement with his agent and have done since February on a five-year deal, but Leeds want €55 million. No plan to change their price tag. Barcelona need to be fast as Premier League clubs are back in the race, including Arsenal, but no official bid submitted as yet. Let's talk about Middlesbrough right-back Jed Spence. Now, Nottinghamshire Live have just published an article and they are stating that Jed Spence contact expected as Nottingham Forest loanee is Tottenham priority. Tottenham Hotspur have been relentlessly rumoured with making a move for the England under-21 international after impressing as a key figure in Nottingham Forest's promotion to the Premier League. It then states in this article, former Nottingham Forest fullback Jed Spence is reportedly expected to receive new contact from Tottenham Hotspur next week, as no negotiations are due to take place over this weekend. The 21-year-old has been heavily linked with a move to North London over recent weeks after impressing on loan at the City Ground for Middlesbrough last season. In spite of such rumours, no official bid is said to have been made to the Championship club by Spurs. That is also despite other reports suggesting that Nottingham Forest are set to end their interest in the England under-21 international, and Jed Spence's season finally ended on Monday following three European Championship qualifiers. Now, journalist Fabrizio Romano has also provided an update on this situation, has come out and said Jed Spence deal, no negotiations this weekend. Tottenham are really interested in the player and have been since March, but still no official bid. New contact expected next week. He went on to say right back and centre back are two priorities for Spurs on the market. Tottenham Hotspur centre-forward Troy Parrott, who of course spent last season on loan at MK Dons, has been talking about his return to Tottenham and about pre-season. He said, "I can't control what goes on there. It's out of my hands. All I can do is try to impress whoever is there. And that's what I fully intend doing when I go back there for pre-season." Troy Parrott then went on to say, "After two disappointing loans, it is fair to say things are looking up for me. I just need to keep going, keep improving and keep giving it all. Going on loan is for playing men's football and realising what you have to do throughout a game. And I think I have matured a lot over the three loans that I've had. I'm just happy that it is starting to click." A report has just been published by the Daily Mail and they are stating that Tottenham will have to pay £34 million if they are to sign Bayer Leverkusen defender Piero Incapié, as Antonio Conte looks to make further additions to his squad. It states that Spurs have been informed that they would have to pay £34 million if they are to sign the centre-back. Bayer Leverkusen defender Incapié has emerged as a target for Antonio Conte during this transfer window. And also reported by the Sun newspaper, they are stating that Ecuador international Incapié would fit perfectly into Antonio Conte's plans as he is a left-sided centre-back. He also has experience of playing at left-back, with the 20-year-old having produced some encouraging performances for Bayer Leverkusen. Also in this report, it says that Spurs have already been heavily active in this transfer window, securing the signings of Ipa Suma, Ivan Perisic and Fraser Forster. Ben Davies has frequently been deployed as a left-sided centre-back under Antonio Conte, but Incapié would provide competition for that position. Antonio Conte was looking to bring in Alessandro Bastoni, but was unable to complete the deal for the defender, who elected to remain at Inter Milan. Incapié is poised to represent Ecuador at this year's World Cup, having already made 19 appearances for his country. Since joining Bayer Leverkusen last year, Incapié has made 33 appearances for the German club. Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Now, let's start with the Steven Bergwijn one. Now, as per Fabrizio Romano, he has come out and said that the deal is on with Ajax and Spurs in contact. Now, of course, we all know Ajax have tried to sign Steven Bergwijn a couple of times, but as per Michael Bridge, the reporter and presenter at Sky Sports, he has come out and said that the clubs are miles apart on valuation. So this situation at the moment is just about agreeing a fee for the Dutch player. But Steven Bergwijn obviously wants to leave. He wants to go back to the Dutch league. He would love to sign for Ajax. Spurs want to cash in on him. So it is all about agreeing a fee. But I wish him all of the very best for the future. And I believe he will be a star in the Dutch league. Now, the Troy Parrott one, of course, he's doing very well at the moment, working very hard and got some good experience at MK Dons, had a good season, playing regularly for his country, Republic of Ireland. Now, I remember a couple of years ago watching him on a regular basis for the Spurs under-18s and under-19s, but he is still developing. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if Spurs did let him go out on loan to perhaps a Championship club next season. But I think it all depends on the transfer window. If Spurs do go out and sign a striker in this window, which I am expecting, but if not, if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Troy Parrott be on the sub bench from the start of next season. But having said that, I am fully expecting Antonio Conte to get everything he wants in this transfer window. And many reports are stating that he still wants a right wing back, he wants a centre back, he wants a creative midfielder and he wants a striker. And I would be very, very surprised if Antonio Conte didn't get everything on his shopping list in this summer transfer window. Of course, we've done three deals so far, Ivan Perisic, Fraser Forster and Yves Bissouma. We've had a sign-in every week for the last 3 weeks. And the transfer window opened officially, 9 days ago. So it's been a good window so far, but I still think there is a lot more to do. But I do think Antonio Conte is going to be a very happy man at the start of next season. Now, thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. Also, like and share. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. And also, please do check out the channel sponsors, One Football, Zouch Converters, William Hill and Live Football on TV. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.